Is it all right to do Buddho recitation after my mind is calm on breath meditation? Okay. Well, I think one can be doing Buddho at any time. It's just a tool, and it can be helpful. It can be a helpful tool on its own, just recitation. It's the name of the Buddha. It's very meaningful. The Buddha is, literally, sort of one who is awake, one who knows. So it's a good reminder of what am I doing here? I'm trying to maintain this awake presence, being the one who knows. So it's a... something to one can use as a reflection. One can do it in conjunction with breath meditation, on the in breath put, on the out breath toe. If the mind is calm, the thing is does the mind say delight in it? Is it interested? And so that using the buddho, and also sometimes. When the mind becomes really calm, that buddho can be a good reminder to stay present, to stay the one, just a soft kind of background. It can also end up being extraneous, a distraction, because we practice meditation, we practice mindfulness in order to be awake, to be alert, to be the one who knows. And once that quality of knowing is there, say just putting in buddho can be a disturbance as well. So you have to, there's not you have to pay attention to what your mind is doing, what the state of mind is, and what is actually working, what is helpful, what is beneficial. And it's helpful to have a few tools that you use at different times for that supporting the ongoing cultivation of clarity, understanding, peace, well-being. Those are because sometimes just being present is enough. Just being awake, being the one who knows is enough. And then sometimes it needs support to get some kind of definition to what the mind is doing. Because sometimes we can sit there being the one who knows and then space out. It's not defined enough. So clarifying the breath. And so you're working with the mind. That is meditation. You're working with the mind, you're working with the heart.